Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, and over the next 3 days, actually, we're going to be on our story unit, and we are going to be talking about one of the great classics of English literature. It's a story called Treasure Island. Now, Laura, how much do you know about this story? Have you read the book before?
No, unfortunately, I haven't, but actually, I think there's...When I was really, really young, I think I've seen the cartoon version of this story.
Okay, close enough. Yeah, there's been lots of versions of it. There's
right.
been cartoons, there's been movies, but it all came from this book by Robert Louis Stevenson.
Okay.
And it's about, well, one of my favorite subjects, which are pirates. I think pirates are so cool. They just sail around the seven seas. They do what they want.
They can be dangerous.
They can be dangerous. I wouldn't want to be a pirate.
But the Johnny Depp version pirate is actually sexy.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's a cool pirate. And we're going to meet some cool pirates in this story as well. Well, why don't we go ahead and read through today's article, and then Laura and I will be back.
Reading.
Treasure Island. Jim Hawkins is a young man whose parents run an inn in southeast England. Life is uneventful for Jim until one day when a ship captain arrives to stay at the inn. The man likes to drink and then talks a lot about his adventures at sea. Jim enjoys his exciting stories and makes friends with him. However,One day, as the captain gets up from his chair, he feels a pain in his chest, falls over, and dies of a heart attack from a lifetime of drinking too much. Jim is horrified, but eventually goes through the man's belongings and finds a treasure map of a faraway island. He takes the map to two men, who are the most educated people he knows, Squire Trelawney and Dr. Livesey, because he thinks they can help him.The men look at the map, and both agree that it is a treasure map that shows the hiding spot of the pirate's riches. Trelawney and Livesey decide to go on an adventure with Jim to find the treasure.
All right, today's article starts off by saying Jim Hawkins is a young man whose parents run an inn in southeast England. So we're setting the scene. We're in southeast England.We meet a man named Jim Hawkins, a young man, and his parents run an inn. An inn is like a hotel.
Right.
It's a place where people will come to stay when they're on the road. They need a place to crash, a place to stay. And we can sometimes say we're going to an inn, I-N-N. Or we could say like motel, hotel, inn. They all basically mean the same thing, a place to stay.
OK, 好，我们今天看到呢，故事中的主角呢 ,Jim Hawkins 呢，我们先来看一下其中刚刚课文提到的一些单字，然后再来看整句的意思哦。像是刚刚有提到 whose, 好，这是用作这个关系代名词，表示你前面提到的那个人的什么什么。所以我们后面看到是 whose parents, 所以当然是指 Jim 的 parents。那他的父母呢是在经营什么呢我们就看到了 inn, I-N-N 当然刚刚 Joe 解释得很清楚啦其实他跟 motel, hotel 我们现在比较熟悉的旅馆啦或者是一些汽车旅馆比较类似它其实就是小旅馆或者是像是我们古时候那种客栈也可以用 inn 来表示哦那这个 inn 是位于哪边呢是在 southeast EnglandSoutheast 就是指东南这样的意思哦所以我们可以发现如果我们讲东南的时候因为我们是先会讲南部就是 South 然后再接 East 也就是东边的 Southeast OK 所以呢他的父母就是经营一间旅馆那接下来我们就来看看到底他的生活会跟之后的一些冒险旅程怎么样有做联系呢 OK let's continue and find out more
Alright the next sentence says Life is uneventful for JimUntil one day when a ship captain arrives to stay at the inn. So, Jim's life is uneventful. That just means nothing happens, really.
Of course.
Things are pretty boring.
Yeah, his parents work in the inn.
Yeah, his parents work at the inn, so he just spends his days working, and not much exciting really happens. If you say your life is eventful.
Right.
That means your life is exciting.
Woo.
Things are always happening, but uneventful with the UN at the beginning means, yeah, you're pretty bored.
Okay, 好，我们来看一下 uneventful. 我们都知道字首 UN un 有这个否定的意思，没有什么这样的意思。Event, 大家就知道就是有点像是会有些事件啦或是活动。那我们看到字尾 ful 就是充满了什么什么，不过呢如果我们是讲 eventful 就是表示呢可能你的生活会比较多彩多姿，但是 uneventful 呢当然就是可能比较平淡啦平静无事的。当然咯，因为他们这个爸爸妈妈是在客栈工作，可能每天只是要怎么样帮这个旅客在就是住宿这样子的一些工作啦。那直到 one day, 当我们说有一天发生什么事情，我们可以用 one day, 或者是 someday, S-O-M-E-D-A-Y, 也是用来表示有一天。那如果要举出他们两者的差别，就是 one day, 可以是表示过去或是未来的某一天，而 someday 呢，它只能表示这个未来的某一天，不能用来表示过去的某一天啦。那所以他本来生活平淡无奇，直到有一天呢他遇到有一个船长待在他们的旅馆啦。
Alright, so Jim Hawkins' life is about to change because this ship captain has shown up at the inn. The man likes to drink and then talks a lot about his adventures at sea. So this ship captain, he's got a lot of stories to tell and he's kind of getting Jim Hawkins excited about being an adventurer out on the sea.
Right. OK, 我们来看一下 adventure 这个字哦。Adventure 的拼法，它的字有点长 ,A-D-V-N-T-U-R-E, 就是指冒险的这样的意思。For example, I could say the field trip was an adventure for the students, so they probably find it really exciting. OK, or sometimes we could talk about camping adventures, things, you know, really great that happened at the camp.Or we could also talk about an adventure story or adventure novel. And if you want to describe somebody who likes, you know, adventures, we could say he or she is adventurous. And this is how you spell it. A-D-V-E-N-T-U-R-O-U-S. 所以如果呢你要讲说这个人他是非常充满了这个冒险精神，我们就可以用 adventurous 这个字来形容，或者我们可以说 he has a strong spirit or sense of adventure, so he likes to do all sorts of dangerous and exciting things. 所以在这边呢我们来看到呢就是有一个就是其实据说这个书里面呢他是有刀疤的一个旅客哦，那他都要这个 Jim 要叫他就是比尔船长，然后呢他每天呢还会跟他分享，就是跟 Jim 就是男主角分享有关这个海盗的一些很酷的冒险故事哦。
So this ship captain, he's a really interesting guy. He's got some great stories. And Jim enjoys his exciting stories and makes friends with him. So he likes hearing all these stories, these tales of the high seas, and he makes friends with him. If you make friends with someone... It just means you meet somebody, you like them, you get along really well, and you become friends. So maybe you don't know them at first, but then you become friends. So to make friends with somebody is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
So, Tim, are you looking forward to your working holiday?
Yes, I'm excited, but I'm also a little bit nervous.
Ah, just try and make friends with as many people as you can.
Make? How can I create a friend?
That's not what I mean. To make friends with someone means to become friends with someone.
I get it. Make friends withmeans 与某人为友。Right, so I have to add lots of friends on Facebook?
Well, you can, but it's more important to make friends with people in real life.
But I'm shy. How can I make friends with people?
Just be yourself, and you're certain to make friends with everyone you meet.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase to make friends with someone. Let's move on with the article, and it goes on to say, However, one day, as the captain gets up from his chair, he feels a pain in his chest, falls over, and dies of a heart attack.
Oh my God.
From a lifetime of drinking too much. So, let this be a lesson. Don't drink too much. This captain, he's drinking all the time, which of course is really bad for your health.
Right.
And he dies of a heart attack. We often see this phrase in medical terms.
Right.
To die of something, like you die of cancer or something of that nature. It just means, well, this is the cause of death. If you die of cancer or die of some disease, it just means that is the thing that actually killed you in the end.
Okay, 我们来看一下呢 die of 这样子一个片语呢就是表示因什么而死亡。那通常我们是可能会提到像是疾病这样子意思。所以常常我们用到像是 for example, somebody died of cancer.Cancer 是什么呢？当然就是因为癌症而死亡，或者是呢，有人呢可能是因为年纪过老了，所以他就自然而然的死了。那我们就可以说 she died of old age. OK, 所以呢，通常 die of 我们后面会接着就是可能是某种疾病。那如果呢，我们是讲 die from。它则是表示因为外界的因素，像是如果一个 accident 一个车祸呢，我们就会用 die from an accident, 就是它因为一个车祸而死去这样的意思，所以要把 die of 跟 die from 给差别给认清楚哦。OK, 再来呢我们可以用 be dying of. Now people often say that they're dying of something that causes a lot of maybe discomfort. OK, 像有时候呢如果有人要表示哇这个他渴得要命啦他快渴死了啦他就可以用 be dying of. 那怎么用呢比方像是呢、I'm dying of thirst. That just means I'm very, very thirsty. 就是我渴得快死啦我就可以这样说啦。Or I'm dying of the heat. That just means we're very, very hot. And we feel very uncomfortable because of that. 所以就是我热得快死这样的意思哦。And we also saw heart attack, 就是心脏病这样子的意思哦。那为什么呢这个船长他突然有一天感觉到他的 chest, 他的胸口非常的痛然后突然他就死掉了呢原来呢他怎么样 lifetime, 他一生中都在酗酒喝酒。所以当然咯他有一天呢就突然就是因为酗酒的习惯的关系而死去了。Okay, so next we read, Jim is horrified, but eventually goes through the man's belongings and finds a treasure map of a far away island. Okay, so what does eventually mean here?
Eventually means after a certain amount of time has passed, after a little while. So we don't know exactly how much time But it happens after some time. So eventually he goes through the man's belongings. Mm-hmm. Means some time passes and then he goes through the man's stuff.
Right, okay. 那当然看到这个船长突然这个暴毙死掉的时候他当然感到怎么样很 horrified, 就是非常的就是害怕恐惧这样的意思。但是呢过了一段时间他终于就鼓起勇气去做什么事情呢可能就是在他的遗物去找一些东西。Eventually 就是有终于最后他决定做什么事情这样的意思。他的拼法是 eventually。而 belongings 呢在这里可以当作是财产这样的意思。而他在财产当中找到了什么呢就是一个宝藏这个藏宝图 treasure map, OK。那这个 treasure map 呢其实呢就是金银岛的藏宝图啦也就是今天的主题 treasure island。所以呢他们马上要展开一场寻宝的冒险任务啦。
Now he takes the map, the treasure map, to two men who are the most educated people he knows, Squire Trelawney and Dr. Livesey, because he thinks they can help him. So he goes to these educated people. If you are educated, it means that you are smart because you have studied. Usually, if you say you are an educated man or educated woman, it means that you have, say, gone to college, gone to university, you have got a degree, maybe a master's degree, a PhD, a doctorate. That means you are educated. So he goes to these educated guys,hoping they can help him figure out what the treasure map is all about.
所以他还找了两个帮手就是很聪明因为你要去探险的时候可能会遇到很多的困境或是困难所以大家要找比较聪明的人啦。这里我们就看到他用 educated 这个字来表示哦就是有受过教育的啦或者是有教养的这样的意思哦。
The men look at the map and both agree that it is a treasure map that shows the hiding spot of a pirate's riches. So that's what a treasure map is. It shows where the treasure is buried and where these riches are. Riches just means a lot of money, gold, jewels, things like that. That's what pirates get. They sail around, they get riches, they get treasure.
OK, 所以他们终于在这个藏宝图当中可以找到一些什么 riches. Riches 当然就是财富这样的意思。然后呢他们就知道这个 hiding spot, 就是他藏在的地方是哪里咯。OK, so last we read, Trelawney and Livesey, is that right?
I think
Decide to go on an adventure with Jim to find the treasure. Wow, so we're about to actually see what's going to happen later, huh?
Yeah, that's right. We're about to go on our adventure with Jim Hawkins, Trelawney, and Livesey. They're going to find the treasure. Of course, it's called Treasure Island. We have to have treasure in the story. All right, that brings us to the end of the article. And right now, let's go to our For You Chat segment.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, if you had the chance, would you go on an adventure to find treasure? And if so, why?
I don't think an adventure person, okay? I don't think I want to, you know, come across all the dangers I might come across, like pirates and all the killing and the fighting.I don't think so.
So let me get this straight. Somebody comes to you with a map and says, okay, right here, there's $10 million. You say no.
I don't think good things don't come easy.
Okay, I guess that's true. That's true. We often say, well, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. As for me, yeah, I think I'd be going.
Okay.
I would have to go. I couldn't pass that up. Somebody gave me a map, said, this is where you have to go. We got a ship waiting at the harbor for us.Yeah, I'm definitely going to go with
them. And you seem to really enjoy all that traveling. You
know, I love to travel.
Meeting all the great new things, exciting things, right?
If I can get millions of dollars, gold, just a bonus, really.
Right.
So I think that would be cool. Of course, yeah, if we're talking about back then when this story is set, yeah, there'd be a lot of danger, especially when you team up with pirates. Pirates, although cool, are not known for being very nice people. They kill, they steal, they break all kinds of laws. That's why they would bury their treasure. Because usually they had to hide it from, like, the law back then. Hide it from the officials, police. Because if they got caught with it, people would know they stole it. All right. Well, you guys can discuss this question amongst yourselves as well. Would you go on an adventure to find some treasure?As for us, we are out of time, but please do join us again on our next program when we talk some more about Treasure Island. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Treasure Island. Jim Hawkins is a young man whose parents run an inn in southeast England. Life is uneventful for Jim until one day when his ship captain arrives to stay at the inn.The man likes to drink and then talks a lot about his adventures at sea. Jim enjoys his exciting stories and makes friends with him. However, one day as the captain gets up from his chair, he feels a pain in his chest, falls over, and dies of a heart attack from a lifetime of drinking too much. Jim is horrified, but eventually goes through the man's belongings and finds a treasure map of a faraway island.He takes the map to two men, who are the most educated people he knows, Squire Trelawney and Dr. Livesey, because he thinks they can help him. The men look at the map, and both agree that it is a treasure map that shows the hiding spot of a pirate's riches. Trelawney and Livesey decide to go on an adventure with Jim to find the treasure.
Vocabulary Review. Inn. The tired travelers were happy to find an inn with empty rooms to stay in. Adventure. The sailors went on an adventure across the sea to find new lands. Die of.Because of the change of diet, More people die of cancer now than 50 years ago. Eventually. It's been raining for a long time, but it will eventually stop. Educated. Although Jim wasn't educated in school, he worked hard his whole life and became rich. Riches. The explorers found a cave that was full of gold and other riches.